there we go. So yes, there's a view of the office in Coton, and then myself and Denise and Mike as we man the office. None of us are full-time, we're just part-time. I'm probably there the most on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Mike does Monday, Tuesday, usually. And Denise usually does Tuesday, Wednesday, but we all swap around. So there's usually nobody there on a Thursday, except when there is. Okay. So this was very much, I wasn't really quite sure what to talk about today. And I have to say, this is very much 5:30 this morning presentation, as I really struggled actually in prayer just to really what to share. So if we could go to the next slide. But it kind of fits in with the day, really. I want to look at a year ago as I stood before you. I want to look at today, and I want to look a year ahead. So when I stood here before you a year ago, we had no leader. At that sort of time, there was also great concerns over the finance. And we had a lack of mission. We were very concerned about where TFM was going, generally, and particularly from the office. And indeed, that's why I was part-time, because I was working full-time, because the actual workload was diminishing. Denise used to work 2-3 days a week, and she's now down to 1.5, because there wasn't the work there for us to do. Because essentially, we are all mission-focused. If there are no missions, there's not an awful lot for us to do. And indeed, there was quite a lot of concern about the office location. Our lease is coming up, and we spent quite a bit of time last year, those of you who are here will remember, thinking about all those things, four things has been quite a lot of concern to us. So where are we today? Go for the next slide, please, Paul. We have a new leader. Isn't that great? Very good. Thank you. And I have to say, from the office point of view, that is a huge relief, because we are now having much greater direction. Not that there wasn't direction in the past, but we've been very much in a transition period. And indeed, when Richard stopped being the leader 2 years ago now, and then Paul very ably guided us as the chair of trustees through that time. But nevertheless, in terms of, again, the mission focus, there wasn't all of there. So it's great to have Tim now on board. Finances are significantly better. Hooray! And indeed, he made a comment to me earlier on that the finances are actually now in a better shape than they have been for the whole time that both of us have been employed at TFM, which is fantastic. It really is. However, don't stop giving, please. However, and the however is, the past was very much about godly people like yourself and others who have gone to glory, who faithfully have given regularly. The number of people who give regularly is actually very small, and it is a diminishing number. But again, as we mentioned last year, there has been a change in the way that ourselves and indeed many other charities have become financed, in that we receive a significant amount of our income from legacies. Now, in a sense, there's a sad side there, because it means that people are dying. The wonderful thing is that they are remembering, particularly through Faith Missions, and we have been hugely blessed by a number of legacies this last year, which bring us to the situation where we are today. And indeed, there was one gentleman who has died this last year who quite frankly shocked us all by the amount of money that he left to Through Faith Missions, which was humbling. It was humbling for me personally, because he was the first man I ever spoke to when I came on mission. My first mission, I was in a team with Jonathan down Wauke, Suffolk coast, and indeed I wasn't even employed at that stage. That was my orientation, if you like, and I arrived in Hastings not knowing anybody, And this man met me at Hastings Baptist Church and said, "Welcome." He's sadly now gone to glory, but he remembered his faithful service for Through Faith Missions, and he left us a sizable sum of money. Bless him. Which, of course, means that as an ongoing organisation, we still need to look for the regular donations. However, we would really like to encourage people to sign up for legacies as well, to keep the ongoing work. Why have we got so much money at the moment? Well, that's an interesting problem to have, isn't it? I think we've always said, and indeed Daniel's always thought, that we were never going to have a barn. God must have given us this money to do something with. We really need to pray that it's used well and used wisely for his kingdom. We have lots of missions. My goodness me. I don't have enough time in the day now, working part-time, to keep up with everything. It has been a wonderful thing just this last week to have Roy Bradfield just come into the office and just take a little bit of pressure off on a few sort of administration functions, because it's fantastic. We've got so much going on. However, Tim made a comment to me just this last Wednesday that he is so busy, he doesn't have any spare weekends, I think, until end of November, something like that, because, of course, a lot of stuff happens at the weekend. So it's great, but it gives us another problem. Not least, because, of course, we've got no Roger now. Hooray! Oh, no, sorry. no Roger. There is already an advert out for a new evangelist, and indeed the applications close this Monday. We have three applicants. It would be lovely to have some more for when I go in the office on Monday morning. But however many we've got, we're really praying that the right person would be in those applications, because God will have put that person on that person's heart that they need to come and work here. And God will put on our hearts that when we interview, that we will get the right person. Not to replace Roger, actually, but to move forward and work for the future. So, soon no Mike. Well, this is hot off the press, because he only handed his notice in on Monday. But Mike, bless him, has had a tremendous impact on what we do in the office, and because he's a very gifted man, and he's hiding at the back, and he'll be mortified that I'm speaking about him. But he's so gifted, he does so many other things, and actually he's so busy, he doesn't have time to fit us in. But God is particularly calling him into other things, perhaps just at the moment, and we really want to honour him and bless him for that, for the work that he's done for us, but again, for what God's going to do through him for the future. So we need to replace him, but yes. And not on the list there, but actually, of course, we have Denise here today, which is fantastic. And, you know, let's not put a fine point on this, that actually there was a time, Denise, when we really wondered whether we would see you again. Because you were at death's door, we were told. So when you were rushed into hospital, not a few weeks ago. So it's really wonderful to have Denise here today. I'll put my hand up, so I'm so delighted she's back in the office. I had enough of my own job, let alone doing hers as well. We have a new logo. That's all his fault. So you will have seen that on the presentations and all your paperwork. It's gradually feeding through to all the other stuff as well. You know, change the logo. That's great. You just have to change the letterhead. No, you have to change this leaflet and that leaflet and the website and the Facebook and then Instagram and Twitter. And it's not much work, really. But a lot of that's Mike's work. So we need somebody to replace him to do that. So that's where we are today, except, of course, here we are today, and perhaps just to pause and say, well, look how many people are here. When I first started Through Faith Missions, which is just over 10 years ago now, my first prayer partners conference, I think there was just close on 180 people here. We're just 60, maybe 62 or 3, I haven't counted. And you're all wonderful, faithful people. But we need that new blood coming in, not to make this a bigger event, but actually to keep TFM going. A year ahead, let's move on. Finances. Top row is blank because we've got a new leader, so been there, done that, tick the box. You're not moving. Finances, they're okay, but as I said earlier on, more missions. Yes, we would love to do more, and Tim itemized earlier on things that are coming up this period of time. But we're going to have a new member of staff, hopefully, soon, so we can do more. Bring it on. Let's, you know, what's God challenging us to do? There's a great wave of evangelism and outreach in all our churches across our nation at the moment, with despite all the turmoil, perhaps even because of all the turmoil that there is in our nation at the moment, there is a real desire to share the gospel. So we have great ability to get into churches, and we're looking for more missions. Where will the office be? Well, that's still a challenge. Our lease does run out next April, and we don't know where we're going to be just yet. So we really need you to keep praying for that, please. Tim has had some meetings just this last week that might just guide us forward. And so please keep praying for that. We do need to keep praying for new staff. Please pray imminently for the appointment of a new evangelist. Please pray for us as we begin to work out how to replace Mike, or indeed, maybe not replace Mike, but again, look to what the future needs of the organisation and design something, find somebody to fulfil that role. We need more team members. We are struggling to get more people to come on mission. Some of you have been out again and again and again, and thank you so much for that. But in wanting to put together Ireland in a few months' time, in wanting to do the Light 2020 next year, in wanting to do Anglesey in 21, we're going to need a lot of new people. Please, please, pray for us as we look for team members. So that's the view from the office, because that's what we do. You guys may be out in the field, Tim and others, particularly doing the training and leading the missions and the like, but it all impacts, obviously, in what we do back in the office. And we want to be busy. We really want to be busy. And thank God that we're becoming to be so. Philip had his hand up first. I don't know if he wanted to say something. That's a possibility. Okay, but if you might just remember a bit of history, we have essentially been there 10 years, or will have been there 10 years, rent-free, because we put up all the money to renovate a derelict building, which was very costly to us. So we paid up front for 10 years' rent, in effect. Now that period has come to the end, so we might have to pay rent. Maybe that's why we've got the money in the bank, to know that we can afford rent. However, it is in Cambridge, and it's not exactly the cheapest place. So it's going to be a question of whether the diocese will set, because it's owned by the Diocese of Ely, whether the diocese will set a rate of rent we can afford. So... team members. That would be something interesting to explore. We haven't looked at partnering with anybody else on team member side. We have started to think about perhaps partnering with another organisation in terms of a premises. But so thanks for that. Don't know. I'm done. Thank you. It's Paul. Oh, so yeah. Yeah. Said to the head of finance, can we have it rent free for 5 years? And he said yes. And then he said, can we have it for 10 years? And he said yes. He said, can we have it for 20 They did, yes, yeah. It was a bit more than 30,000 in the end. I think we paid about 35 at the time, and it's probably cost us at least another 10,000 to keep the building going since. So it's not been cheap.
No, but we did look in the area.
Yeah.
Most of them were 30,000 a year. I mean, Cambridge is just...
Exactly, yeah. 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 Well, I was telling Tim and the others, I actually was in a completely different realm of my life. I was at a seminar this last Thursday afternoon, and I happened to meet the head of finance of the Ely Diocese. And my badge said David Baslington, but it did not say Through Faith Missions on it. It said a completely different organisation, which I was there representing, and the gentleman said, oh yes, David Baslington, Through Faith Missions. So it was kind of worrying that he knew who I was. But I just had this feeling, well, we had that 20 second conversation for some reason. It encouraged me. Maybe it just brought to his mind again, Through Faith Mission, than a need. I don't know. But yeah. And I think it was the same gentleman, actually.
EDBA?
Hmm?
EDBA?
No, it wasn't Hugh, it was John Green. Who I think has been there all the way through. No, Hugh's not there anymore, he's doing something else. Don't know what Hugh's doing now. He became Lord Lieutenant of the County for a little while. But Paul.
I think on this occasion, if you can hear me like this, I'll yep, that's good.
As long as you don't move too far from there.
Okay, I've got it. Thank you all for coming. Do you know, it's been a real thrill today because there's people here today. Alan, from the very first walk team I was in on the Pennines, he pointed out earlier that we both had hair in those days. Martin Walker, really lovely to see Martin again. I haven't seen him for a few years. It's brilliant. I'm going to just pull a few verses out of Philippians chapter 4. I'm not going to speak for very long. And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. The things which you heard, which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do. And the God of peace will be with you. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Indeed, I have all and abound. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. That verse 3, labored with me, whose names are in the book of life. That is our experience in TFM. What a blessing to labor alongside those following our Lord. We have labored and now labored alongside great people of God. I will say some names, and it's always, I'm going to leave names out, but you add these yourselves. Daniel Cousins, Peter Adams, Roger Murphy, David Culhane, Jim, John Mortimer there. Blessing, thank you for coming. Good to see you. I mean, there's John Hibbard. There have been so many. And I would also want to say very much that we tribute also, and the privilege has also been, in their spouses. I do not underestimate the effort that Jilly Cousins put in, that Tricia Adams put in, that Jill has put in, supporting Roger. That's true for the folks in the office as well. It is our... let me show you something. I guess most of you have seen these TFM mugs. I think there might be some mistakes on them. But it says in the inside, let us then go to him outside the camp. Yeah, that is our core. That's what we're about. I think we've realized that we have to keep our main thing as our main thing, and that's what we're about, going to those outside the camp. I was privileged to attend the funeral of Graham Saunders back in March, and I was so touched that they asked me to read out a tribute that Daniel Cousins had sent them. And that was a real privilege too. It was just so Daniel. Ronnie stayed with us last night, and he asked after a whole range of TFM people. He knows people better than I do. Some are now in glory, and others still serving the Lord on earth. Actually, one of the things Ronnie also showed me is his journal. You know, we were always encouraged to write a journal on Walk Missions. Well, Ronnie has done that faithfully. And I have to say, I was really blessed by reading it. What a testament to the things God's been doing. In verse 9, these things that you learned and heard and saw, now do. When we get feedback from missions, invariably, the local clergy tell us, they got on with it. They went out and did it. And this year, it really feels like we're getting back on with that work. Paula and I were blessed by doing 3 days at the start of the Stratford mission. It was so good to be back doing door-to-door, speaking to people in the open-air outreach. And yes, people are still interested in the gospel. More than ever, I think. It was a small team, but a very capable and hard-working team. Tom is there today. I have to tell you, that guy is fantastic. What a fantastic person on mission. What wonderful people we have in the TFM family. But we do have to get past some modern cultural barriers. In the year 2000... in the newsletter, Daniel wrote that the face of evangelism is changing, with religion replaced by spirituality, he said. Now, Tim Hall has a good grasp of that, and I can tell you the enemy doesn't like it. It is tough for us at the moment. We need all the prayer that we can get. In 2006, Peter Adams wrote that we are gentle, non-aggressive, yet bold. Tim is bringing change for us, not to the message we present, not by making the gospel easy or making it fit in with the world, but if we offend, let it be because of the gospel of Christ that we offend, not because our presentation or our attitude or our language is from a different era. We don't want to be offensive to people for that. Our glories of 20 years ago, which are glorious in the spiritual realm, can seem inappropriate to people of today's thinking. And our job is to take the gospel to them today. It is the do now. We're not here to tell people how well we did 30 years ago, even though that's true. From the trustees' perspective, it really is our job to look at the wider strategy for Through Faith Missions. And we could do with some new trustees, so please pray for that. It's not a paid role. We need to hear from the Holy Spirit. Tim is working very hard. Actually, Georgina is working very hard too. Mission requests are coming in. We need new people. I think perhaps the hardest part of the job that Tim has is getting new people on board in Through Faith Missions. And that is certainly something that I pray daily for. You might say that we're back to the old TFM that we love in many ways, but we are fewer in number of prayer partners, and we are fewer in number that can give financially. We are always needing God to provide miraculously, and he is doing that, as David has said. But we are taking big steps of faith, and we are needing God to provide that finance. One of the things Peter Adams also wrote back in 2006 was that thank you seems a totally inadequate expression. And that is how I feel. But I do want to pay a few more tributes to people. I think I'm right in saying that Denise has been with us 11 years. Yeah, 11 years. And I do praise God for her. In the office, they really keep us together, I think, more than they know, and we do appreciate it. David Baslington has kept Through Faith Missions running, and he's been absolutely essential to us. Mike Watts is a man of integrity and grace. He's blessed us with his skills, and he just quietly gets on with his work. Again, we really do thank God for him. Verse 19 of that Philippians passage, we look to God to supply all our needs. So I want to say thank you for giving of your money and of your time sacrificially in prayer. That is such an anointing, such a privilege. So the trustee's role is a very privileged one, because we see firsthand so much blessing. We see what God is doing. Please just pray for us that we manage to walk in his ways. As Roger has warned us wisely, if God doesn't build the house, then we labour in vain. So thank you. Such a blessing today. Thank you, everyone.
Just aware that we are about 20 minutes late, which of course is usual. Just stay with us, because I really don't want to cut down prayer or worship, if you don't mind. Just as we run up to prayer, April 1994, that's when I started work for Through Faith Missions as administrator. We're working in the back bedroom of Coton Rectory. I shared the bedroom with Linda and Paula and Jilly. But be careful how you say that. And Dover the dog, who was not always well behaved. It was a great blessing to us that we managed to get the office built above the stables. And I was there till 99, when I left to be ordained. That's another story, all Daniel's fault. But of course, you never really leave, do you, TFM? You never leave. It stays with you. I served as trustee for a while. I went on every mission team imaginable, but it's more than that. So Georgina and I, you carry it with you into every parish you went. God always pays the bills. Well, that's a Daniel classic, isn't it? You know, all this stuff, it lives with you, and you carry it from place to place. Anyway, I was standing Do you want to stick the slide on? I was standing in a training thingy, delivering some training to some people, and I suddenly thought, do you know, there's an awful lot of people who just don't know TFM. They don't know our connection to Hebrews 11 or chapter 11 or chapter 12. They don't know the reason why we are. And then there are a lot of people who've kind of forgotten. And so I wrote a new page for the manual. So this was manual number 10 and a half, according to David Basington. And I just pointed out that this whole thing is based around Jesus sending out the disciples, that we go in pairs. You know, that we follow this thing, that holiness is critical because, of course, being close to Jesus, that's holiness. That we go out preaching, that we go out in simplicity, that we go out accepting the hospitality that we're given. You know, either that's a floor or a bed. If that's food or no food, we'll still go. And that healing is an integral part of what we do and who we are. And you see, the really exciting thing about this is that when I'm sitting with a church leader, and church leaders at the moment, they are overwhelmed. So much stuff is coming at them. Finance and legislation and buildings and awkward people and change, and it's just engulfing church leaders. But I can sit with them and I can say, this is TFM, and because of this, we can help you. Give us a floor. We'll come. You don't have to do anything else. You know, this is TFM. This is what we were. This is what we are. It's what we always will be. We haven't changed. The important thing to remember is the needs are huge. You know, we're being asked for missions all over the place. And so the abiding thing, the abiding message to take is to pray for workers to be sent out into the harvest. We need to grow. Our TFM family needs to regrow. And one of the things that we could do immediately is to think of those people who you've dropped off. You know the people you used to go out on mission teams with, and they've dropped off the list, and now they don't get our mailing anymore because they've forgotten? Ring them up. Tell them to get back on. We need to regrow as a family.